Hello, book lovers, and welcome to Book Talk Radio Club. My name is Claire Perkins, and today I'm talking to author Andy Klein. Andy is the author of two children's books and a travel journal. Hi, Andy. First of all, welcome, and thank you for coming on Book Talk Radio Club.
Hello, Claire. Good day to you, and thank you for having me.
Sure, my pleasure. Andy, you've published three books so far, two being children's books and the other a journal of your 15 years of travel wanderings. Let's start with your children's books. These are about a little boy by the name of Oliver Phenomena. There is something very special about Oliver. What is it exactly?
Well, Oliver has the uncanny ability to enjoy otherworldly supernatural experiences that maybe most of us do not. If Oliver were in the UK and visited the lakes of Scotland, he would most likely have quite a time with Nessie.
Congratulations. You've had some lovely reviews over on Amazon, including, "It's an amazing book. My daughter loves it." However, the books deal with what could be quite an upsetting theme for children. I mean, Oliver's guardian is his guardian angel is his mother. What made you decide to write about death?
Well, the human experience is quite natural for all of us, no matter what age we're at.
Mm.
And I don't know if you know this, but I hold a master's degree in psychology.
Right.
And if we looked at personal reasons, we would see very instantly that at the time that Oliver was created, my own mother was fighting stage 4 bone cancer.
Right.
A battle she would lose shortly before the book's release. Oh. So, however hard as it is, even children must deal with the final stages of life.
Mm.
And Oliver is just a bit more sensitive than most children his age, I would imagine. But it certainly stems from what I was going through as well.
Why the name Oliver Phenomena?
Well, I don't know. Oliver's a good name. I mean, your own Mr. Dickens used it to call another special boy who lost his own mother at an early age.
Mm.
And Phenomena, well, it sort of rhymes and kind of makes sense because it describes his special talents and experiences.
I love the fact that it's Oliver's mum who is watching over him and keeping him from harm. It's a great way to teach children that death isn't the end and our loved ones are close by. Is this a long-held belief of yours?
That kind of stuff, it's hard because I definitely believe that there's more about the universe that we don't know than we do. And there's so much more to understand, and a definitive answer is not possible. But I know that Oliver's experiences are not solely his own, that there are many people who have these experiences. But myself, no, I reserve the answer to that until I know more.
The second Oliver Phenomena book is called Oliver Phenomena and the Little Ghost. Oliver visits his aunt with his dad and meets Austin, the little ghost that haunts the location. And together they find the spooky can be fun. Are you intentionally bringing subjects into your books that could scare children, but actually instead shining a light into a dark corner so they can see there's nothing really of which to be scared?
Well, I'm not going to say that there's nothing to be scared of, but I would certainly like them to be less fearful, and I intend to show children that Oliver's not scared, and like you said, therefore, they don't have to fear those occurrences as much. Nature is awesome, and even fearful at times, but it looks better when we have an understanding of it. When people like Stephen King, Arthur C. Clarke, even R.L. Stein write of such mysteries, they tend to use human psychology to strike fear into readers, and I simply choose not to.
No, I agree with you. What age group are the Oliver Phenomena books aimed at?
Well, my own son, as we went through the loss of his grandmother and all, he was about six or seven, I think. And he inspired me to write Oliver, actually.
Right.
So naturally, they are aimed at the little ones. I would say from 4 to 9. But many parents and grandparents have told me they enjoy the stories, too. But when I visit local schools, I usually see children from kindergarten to third grade here.
Right.
So about somewhere in that range. But it was Dylan who got me started on it. He was the one. There was a very, very severe winter here. We lived up in this lake, and you couldn't go anywhere.
You lived by yourself. You
couldn't go anywhere. We sat around eating and watching the fireplace. Young Dylan was interested in anything, like if it was a ghost, he wanted to know. He wanted to know about Nessie. He wanted to know about Bigfoot. He wanted to know about extraterrestrials. And we went on the internet for hours and hours during these snowstorms. And I think that's what gave birth to the creation.
Right, that's interesting. This just shows you what you can do when it's bad weather outside.
Yeah. See, so you may not want to move.
No, you maybe not. The illustrations in both Oliver Phenomena books are lovely. Did you draw them or did you hire an illustrator?
Oh, no. Me? Yeah, I have trouble with stick figures. That's probably why my Chinese calligraphy is so poor. The first book was illustrated by a young man from the Visayas deep in the Philippines, and I later lost contact with him.
Right.
His name was Joshua Aquino. And the second book was beautifully done by another Filipino artist. This guy was from the capital of Manila. And he's actually somewhat famous. His name is Ronaldo Florendo, and he has illustrated some 60-odd other books for people all over the world.
Wow.
And having looked at his work and talked with him, I knew that he would be a good fit, and we are kind of in a committed working relationship here. Well, he'll be doing the upcoming book very shortly as well.
Lovely. So do you see yourself writing a series of Oliver Phenomena books? I'm not getting my tongue twisted around that name, that deal with what could be difficult subjects for children?
I don't see them as difficult topics, but yes, there are more books coming. They're puzzling topics and sometimes even eerily amusing.
Yeah.
But just another part of the human experience.
Sure.
Having said that, yes, I have plans to put out more books in the series.
Great.
The next one coming out in the spring is How Oliver Meets a Juvenile Bigfoot while out on a camping trip with his father. And book four deals with his close encounter with a little alien. And I'm sure there are so many other strange phenomena for Oliver to find.
I bet. So now onto the journal of your travel wanderings, Footprints from Anywhere. You wandered for 15 years from about 1985 as you were hit by the travel bug. Where did you wander to?
Well, I spent those years with a rucksack on, traveling to 66 countries.
Wow.
All over Europe, Asia, Australia, South America. Yeah. I probably lived and worked in at least 10 of them.
Right. Well, what were you doing? What work did you do there then?
I did so many different things. It was, quite a bit of things. But mostly in the later years, I was a teacher.
Right. So what made you decide to write a journal and then publish about your wanderings?
Well, I kept the journal because that's what travelers, wanderers, and explorers have done for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just need to write down stuff that you see and experience just to know that it really happened. It wasn't a dream. I don't know if you wrote anything down from your time in Yosemite or, in the Colorado area.
Well, I wrote for a travel brochure, so I was continually writing, but it wasn't from a...
So you had to, that's right. Yeah. You had to write it down.
Mm.
But even the first settlers that went there, they had to write it down. They had to paint it. They had to do what they felt could preserve it. So I think I'm just, just like that. You see it, you want to write about it, it's new.
But then there was no internet or anything, was there? You just literally had to write it down on paper.
And that's what we did, sure.
Yeah.
But for years, people have been telling me, they've asked me about my travels. They've asked me to tell stories over and over again. And they've been asking me to put it in print, So it took me a while to see the light, but I finally did. And my older children, they like the idea of having a small piece of my history to hold on to.
Oh, absolutely. Did you find it difficult to switch from writing Footprints to Oliver Phenomena?
No, actually, I wrote the Oliver series before Footprints.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, of course I had the memoirs
and
letters written, but I had to go search for stuff.
Right.
But I had already written Oliver, so that wasn't difficult. And of course, my memoir is aptly named. It's really just a public footprint that I left on the planet.
Yeah.
But the Oliver series is something I'm doing for the children, not just for me and my friends and family. I adore Oliver, and I hope that one day children all over the world would know him like they know Charlie Brown and Alice in Wonderland and Peter Pan and Christopher Robin.
You met children from 66 countries on your travels, I understand. So presumably, you came across many different cultures. Did you find a common belief about death and guardian angels that inspired you to write the Oliver Phenomena books 30-plus years later?
No, my stories weren't inspired by other supernatural tales from around the world, although they certainly exist.
Yeah.
The ideas of the afterlife and spirits and monsters and yetis or whatever, you know, they're prevalent all over Europe, Asia.
Sure.
Everywhere.
Sure.
I mean, tales of ghosts in England and serpents in Scotland and vampires in Transylvania and yeti in Nepal and the little green men in Roswell, New Mexico will thrill and challenge the young minds for ages.
Where can readers purchase your books, Andy?
Actually, they're totally available on Amazon.com under Andy Klein Books.
Wonderful.
And, of course, I have buy links set up on my Facebook pages. Oliver Phenomena has his own Facebook, and Footprints has another one.
Right. Okay.
As well as my own personal author page, which is set up on Wix. That's aklein40.wixsite.com. Where you can purchase through Amazon, or even people have contacted me for signed copies and I send it to them directly.
Thank you, Andy. That was lovely. Please come back on Book Talk Radio Club when you've published your next book, and I'd love to chat and hear more. In the meantime, good luck for the future, and thank you, everyone, for listening to Book Talk Radio Club. Thank you, Andy.
Well, thanks for having me, Claire.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.